Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
This is Arthur Bignall. I just wanted to say congratulations to Don Ross on his 50th episode of his podcast, Front Row Podcast. Congratulations, buddy. Continued success.
Hey, gang. Stan Solo here from the Solo Show Podcast and the Grandcycle Tour Podcast. I'd just like to congratulate my buddy Don on 50 years of podcasting. Wait a minute. 50 years? That can't be right. Hang on. Let's take a look here. Oh, I wish Don had better handwriting. I'd like to congratulate Don on his 50th episode. Congratulations, Don, and here's to another 50 more.
And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast, Kevin O.
How's it going, Don?
Good. And are you doing this from your boat?
No, from my basement. My boat is buried in a snowbank right now, and I'm sure it's right up to the windows.
Yeah, and we probably get some more snow tomorrow.
That's what they tell me. It's my full-time job now. It's all I do is shovel snow and use the snowblower every day. Do the neighbors, do my yard. I just go around the neighborhood.
And now Winnipeg Ice are number one?
Number one and back in action on this weekend. Prince Albert, Saskatoon. You're missing a few guys. They're fighting through shutdowns and positive tests just like everybody else, right? So, but they're doing their best to stay safe and get out there and get back to play. So they're going to got a game in last week. They're going to get two games in this weekend, fingers crossed. And hopefully they keep piling up the wins. They had the big trade deadline in the Western Hockey League. They added two big 19-year-olds. Well, one's defenseman. He's only 5'11". He's not the biggest guy, but kind of a gritty defenseman who was the unsung hero of the Vancouver Giants and an assistant captain there. And then a big forward, they also brought in Chase Wheatcroft. So they just get bigger. They just get better. Fingers crossed they can finish their season and keep dominating and bring home a Western Hockey League championship that we can get the whole season in. That's the plan right now.
Yeah, with the Bombers bringing back-to-back championship, it's hopefully the Ice can bring a championship.
Well, and good news for the Bombers today. How awesome is it? Adam Big Hill, Zach Kolaros, does it get any bigger than the best defensive player, the best offensive player in the league? They're bringing the whole band back together. Do it again. Get a hat trick of cups. Why not?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if any team did it 3 years in a row, but...
well, the Edmonton Eskimos did it back when they were the Eskimos. Now they're the Elks. Yeah. In the early 80s. I remember them winning a ton of cups, ruining my childhood. They tried. Not as bad as the Oilers did, but back in the City of Champions days for the Oilers, that was the road sign going in. They won everything, man.
Yeah, so in Kenora, they have a sign there saying, home on the 1907 Kenora Thistles.
Yeah, Thistles. I got a Thistles jersey when I left Kenora, when I worked in Kenora. It was my first job at TV. TV station was me. And a camera guy and a boss, and that was it. Yeah. And we covered the news in Kenora.
Yeah. And the Jets didn't do well tonight.
No, they did not early, right? So first period was a disaster, and second period was full of all kinds of penalties. Nashville tried to hand them a couple of power play goals, get them back in it. They could only get one, then they give up that late goal in the second period. And yeah, you get the, you know, that early one, 25 seconds into the third from Scheifele, and think that maybe they could pour it on. They poured it on. They did everything they could. A couple, you know, rolled past bad luck. But if you don't play in the first 20 minutes, you don't deserve to win in the final 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they got the bounces tonight, so.
Yeah, for sure. There was some, you know, not stinky ones, just redirections and bad luck, right? There's been a few of those going in on Connor Hellebuyck this year. Whether it was Nate Schmidt the other night, right, hoofing one in to his own net, it sucks when every win and every goal and every point counts because of where they are in the standings, right? You saw their new schedule that came out. You're playing every other day in February, home forever. You know, they're going to be so tired. They're going to be in big trouble to be able to make up all these points that they need to get ahead of Minnesota or whoever it is, Nashville, and hop up into that wild card spot. They might catch San Jose, but they're fighting with everybody. I don't know. They're on the bubble still.
That's the thing. They play like 4 and 5 nights, and like it's kind of tough, right?
I think. Yeah, I played 10 games in 20 days or 21 days, whatever it is. So it's going to be a tough haul, and you got to look at, you know, how you run your goaltenders and that. There's so many issues, and who's going to be healthy at that point, right? Who's going to test positive? Who's going to be in the lineup? Who's not? You know, you're rolling out Austin Pagansky, right, on a regular basis. It's awesome to see Sandberg being able to play, proving that people were right when they said that he'd be ready, because he's looked okay, and Perfetti's been doing his thing to the best of his ability. When he's out there on the ice, he looks like he fits in, right, in that top six role for right now.
And, like, is he going to stay past that 9-game mark, or is he going back to juniors, or...
Well, he won't go back to juniors. He'll go back to the Moose, I guess, if they have to. But with the way the rosters are right now, you need all the talent that you can get up there. When he's on the ice, he's creating offense. It's what this team needs. And especially if Ehlers is out for a long time, right? We don't know how long he's going to be out for. Yeah. Ugly hit by Orlov. He only gets 2 games. You know, Nicky's going to miss at least 3 or 4 games. And what if it's longer, right? Like, you know, usually a knee injury isn't 1 to 2 weeks. It's usually 4 to 6 weeks or 4 to 6 months if it's really, really bad.
Yeah.
They didn't say that, so I'm guessing it's probably somewhere in between. But he, you know, and if they play all those games in a row, is he going to be able to play all those games in a row if he's not healthy? And if those 4 to 6 weeks, like, what's 4 to 6 weeks from right now?
Yeah.
That puts you into March, right? Yeah. So if he can't play any of those games and you play every other day in February, you're going to be playing all those games without Ehlers. You're in big, big trouble, sadly.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, would you go try and make the playoffs, or would you go for a better draft pick, right? They're, like, in that middle thing, right?
Well, where this team is right now in its evolution, a coach bailing this year, if you want to say he was fired, if you want to say that he left on his own accord, whatever the circumstances are, they're in it right now, right? This is when they have to be good. This is when you've got a great goaltender in Connor Hellebuck. This is when you've got, you know, players coming into their prime. Pierre-Luc Dubois is having the season that he is. You got to make hay when you're good, and they should be better than they are right now. They just aren't.
Yeah, and time will tell.
Time will tell, as it always does. They still got a lot of talent, right? And there's little glimmers of hope, right? You're hopeful that Perfetti can stay in the lineup and keep producing. Maybe we get to see Billy Hainala at some point here, and Dylan Sandberg's been good. If they continue to, you know, find their way, they're not playing terribly. Look what they did in the third period, right? It's not for lack of effort.
No.
Wheeler's coming back. I know people are nervous about that and what that's going to look like and what shape he's in, but, you know, he'll be determined, and he is playing for a different coach now, so maybe things will be different than they were before, but it's hard to imagine that they get that much different, because this team, they're doing little things different, but at the end of the day, it's the same players. Players got to play, players got to win, right?
Yeah. And
they're not doing it enough right now.
Yeah. And they just have to get that ball rolling where everyone can chip in and score, and you need it from your first line to the fourth line, and your defense is being your top defense.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's the recipe. Everybody's trying to do it, right? There's 32 teams trying to do that. There's only 16 that get into the big dance, and there's probably 4 or 5 that have a legit chance to win it every year. And right now, the Jets are not in that conversation. They're not close, quite frankly.
And it's the All-Star game. Connor got the nod for the Jets.
Yeah, it's nice to see, right? Deservedly so. Look at the pace that he's still continuing to score on, right? He even gave UC Saros the snow shower today, so he's thinking about it and getting into the battle with Nashville. And, I mean, the All-Star game this year is tough, right? With players now not going to the Olympics and COVID and shutdowns, and it's about sponsors, it's about kids, it's about the city that the All-Star game's in. The rest of it, it's just a showcase, right? It's just for fun. And right now, with all the games that they're playing, everything that they're doing, do they need it this year? You know, business-wise, they all need as much money as they can get, with, you know, numbers in Canada being what they are, you want that salary cap to go up so you can have more and better players here next year, right?
Yeah.
So I understand why they're doing it. It's not something that I really care about, you know, for me personally. I'll watch it with kind of a bit of a curiosity to see what happens, but it's just a showcase, right? It's just for fun. So it's nice for Connor. It's a nice feather in his cap. He deserves it. I don't think anybody would argue that, you know, if you were going to pick the best Jet, I mean, him and Pierre-Luc, right, this year have been both really good, and Connor's done it maybe a little more consistently than PLD. So he gets a nod this year. I'm happy for him. At the same time, he misses out on a couple days of vacation that I'm sure that he would like. That's how the players look at it a lot of times, right? It's fun. They're going to Vegas, right? So there's worse places they could be going. They're going to have a good time, I'm sure. But at the other side of the coin, it's a chance to see your family, spend some time, get away, and maybe get somewhere warm the way this year's been.
Yeah. And how's your trivia?
Oh, my trivia is terrible.
Oh, okay. I got trivia for you.
Okay. I'm going to suck at it. I'll tell you right now.
Okay. It's I can give you the team's names, and then you have to guess the player.
Okay.
So, the first one is this. He played for Chicago, San Jose, Dallas, Toronto, and Florida.
Chicago. San Jose.
Yeah. Dallas, Toronto, and Florida.
Chicago. Dallas. And Florida. What era? Does he still play? Is he a current player?
No, he played in the 90s and early 2000s.
Okay. Tell me one more thing about him.
He's a good old Manitoban.
Good old Manitoban that played for Chicago, San Jose, Dallas.
Yeah.
Florida?
And Toronto.
Toronto.
And he won a Stanley Cup.
Manitoban, who won a Stanley Cup, played in all those places. Forward or defense?
Goalie.
Or goalie. Eddie Belfour.
Yes.
Eddie Belfour.
Yeah.
I finally thought I couldn't. You know who was killing me was Toronto. I was thinking of other guys, and I was like, no, he never played in Toronto. I was thinking Stu Barnes. Mm-hmm. He didn't play in San Jose either, but Dallas and Florida. Okay.
Okay, next player. L.A., New York Islanders, New York Rangers, Washington, Calgary, Vancouver, Anaheim, and Edmonton.
Wow, that's a lot of places.
Yes.
Played for everybody. Yeah. Is he a Manitoban as well?
He resides in Manitoba, but he's not a Manitoban.
But he lives here now?
Yes. He should know.
Give me the teams again.
L.A., New York Islanders, New York Rangers, Washington, Calgary, Vancouver, Anaheim, and Edmonton.
It's not my buddy Josh Green, is it?
It is.
Assistant coach of the Winnipeg Ice?
Yeah.
Greener, my boy?
Yeah.
See, I got that one. Yes.
Next one is Edmonton, Phoenix, Pittsburgh, and Montreal.
Edmonton, Phoenix, Pittsburgh, Montreal.
He's one of the tough guys.
Oh, boy. George LaRocque?
Yes.
Yes. See, that's a good clue. With your clues, I could get any trivia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I usually do with my friends, doing this trivia.
Are they better than me?
Some of them are, yeah.
some of them? Yeah. All right. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And, yeah, so that's why I do when Trevi has some of them pick up on the way.
All right. Well, I didn't completely flame out. I'm mad about the Eddie Belfour one. I should have thought harder on that one. Right,
2 for 3 is not bad.
2 for 3 is not bad. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Good clues.
Yeah. And, why at some point, like, no, not a lot of people know that Ed Belfour played for San Jose.
Yeah, it was pretty quick, right? That he was there?
Yeah.
Number 20?
I think he wore 29, wasn't it?
Well, I think he wore 20, didn't he?
20? Oh, okay. I was a little bit young.
San Jose and Florida?
Yeah. You know what? Dominic Kasek was his backup in Chicago.
I did know that. I remember those days.
And
so ridiculous. Then he went to Buffalo and all of a sudden got good.
Yeah. And then he played 1 year in Ottawa. And then he went on to Detroit. Won in the Stanley Cup.
For sure. Yeah, I just hate him for the Olympics. I didn't like that action. It was too good.
Yes. And
our team wasn't. Our Team Canada wasn't.
How was it? The Nagano one? Where they didn't put out Wayne Gretzky?
No. In a shootout.
Shootout, yeah.
He wasn't good on breakaways. That's what they thought. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah.
Wrong idea.
And then they had
to make some curious decisions.
Yeah. And Lemieux there too. And
for sure.
Yes. And thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks for keeping it quick. I wish we had better Jet stuff to talk about. We don't today, but the ice are still good. The Bombers are rolling. 2 for 3. That's my whole score today.
Yeah. And, I just need a Winnipeg Ice bobblehead to go with my Mark Stone bobblehead from the Wheat Kings.
We got a bobblehead night coming up, the Winnipeg Ice.
I think, is it Cribs, I believe?
I don't know. I don't know if I can tell you. It could be a secret. You'll know before I will.
Okay.
But it's coming up. I'll see what I can do for you, Don. I know some people over there.
Okay.
And when I tell Josh Green he was the answer to a trivia question, he'll be excited. So maybe he'll talk to the boss and get us one.
Okay.
I'll make sure I get you one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast, Adam.
Thanks, Don. Happy to be back. Happy to talk some hockey. We got the All-Star game coming up hot here, and the Jets can't seem to win a game, so it's been kind of frustrating on that end, but happy to be back on the podcast, buddy.
Yes. Connor's going for the Jets and for the All-Star game. Should be a good one this weekend.
Yeah, the All-Star game's always kind of weird, you know? It's a tribute to the guys who made it, but they don't get a break. You know, these guys have been going hard with this condensed schedule. And, you know, this game's always tough on the goalies, but it is the All-Star game. These guys deserve it. Being in Vegas, what a time these guys are going to have. It's going to be a great time for the players. And you know what? I think Connor's a great representative for the Jets. Like, obviously, I think he's the guy that's going to gotta go with Hellebuyck not having the greatest season so far. And so I'm happy for him, and he's a really, I would say, underrated player in the league, but I don't know if he's underrated anymore. I think he's getting the credit he deserves.
Yes, Boston kind of missed that shot on taking Connor back a couple years ago.
Was that the same draft as, like, the one where they had 3 in a row there?
Yes.
What a terrible draft. If you look at those 3 draft picks, that was just not ideal. They, I think, missed on all of them. They got DeBrus, but I don't even know what you could say about him. So, like, they missed Connor. I'm sure they missed a couple other guys that are just standouts. So that was just that's an organizational miss there.
Yeah, they could have got Connor, Buzzell, and they could have had something else. So
can you imagine? Can you imagine that roster with Connor and Buzzell? That'd be insane.
Oh yeah. So yeah, they kind of missed on that one. So because I watched the Boston feed there when they're playing Winnipeg, and they mentioned Connor, the one that got away. So
it's absolutely insane. Like, Connor's such a good player. Brazil, they probably would have two or three more Stanley Cups.
Yeah. So that's how the cookie crumbles, I guess.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know who the GM was at the time, but obviously a big mistake. And you get those three draft picks, you better hit on at least one's got to be a home run, and you hope you hit on two, you know?
Yeah,
you can take a flyer. Like, it's just so tough. Like, hard to recover after that when you're given such a good position.
Yeah, and your cousin's doing well with the Selkirk Steelers.
Yeah, my cousin's doing really well. He's on a hot streak right now. He's doing great. 13 games, I think, in a row now, 17 points. He's going to try and beat the record in his next game. So pretty impressive. Had a bit of a slow start, but he's on a streak now. He's got his one-timer dialed in on the power play, and pretty happy to see it. Just think it's hockey's such a big game of confidence, and he's got the confidence going right now. He's a hell of a player. He skates so well. He has a great shot. Selkirk traded a couple of their guys, older guys, for draft picks and younger guys. So I think he's got a bit more ice time. He's getting used a bit more. And it's just a good thing to see. Obviously, I'm pretty proud of him. So he's doing good, and hopefully he can get the record.
Yeah, hopefully too. And hopefully the condensed schedule is coming out. So I think the Jets are back on ice on next Tuesday. So they can have 50% people now,
which is good, which is really good. Always good to have people in the building. It's so weird to see in the States they got full buildings, basically no masks on, and we're not even allowed over 250 people or whatever the restriction is. So it would be good to see it at least 50% full. I don't know if they announced that yet, but obviously the public health orders, they announced that today. So we'll see how it goes. I think the Jets need every boost they can. It's been a frustrating little go here, and to kind of put the cherry on top of it, Philadelphia, not a great team, beats them last night. And I think their Vezina goalie is struggling. I don't know what's going on there, but obviously Maurice wasn't the problem, because with him gone now, the Jets look more lost than ever.
Yeah, so I was wondering who's out there to replace him. So
yeah, I don't know of a team making two coaching changes in a season. I haven't really heard of that, but I don't know. I think in this offseason, you got to be looking at it. And there's some great coaches out there. But you know what coach always comes to mind when I hear of teams looking for coaches is Mike Babcock. And when is an organization going to take another flyer on him and bring him in, and water will be under the bridge? And I'm just interested to see when that happens. I don't think it's with the Jets. It would be very surprising to me if the Jets organization and ownership brought Babcock in. But I'm always interested to kind of see and think of where Babcock will end up.
Yeah, so and then the Olympics are starting soon.
Yeah, the Olympics are starting soon. You know, it's tough on me. I don't really know all the rosters or everything without the NHL going. It's hard to get into it, it really is. But you obviously hope Canada does well. all these European countries will do well because they got all these great pro guys that play in their home countries and play overseas. So it'll be an interesting tournament. And just being a minor pro and playing hockey in Europe, for any of these guys that get to go over there and play and put a jersey on with their home country logo and flag on the front, it's just incredible. So I wish the best to all these guys. I wish the best to Team Canada. I'm more excited about the women's hockey. You know, I think the women in the States is going to be a showdown again, unless Finland can steal a semifinal game from one of them. But Finland's the other wild card. But Canada, USA, women's, I think that's the match to watch at the Olympic Winter Olympics right now.
Yeah, it's in, like, men's and women's, like, always good. Have that North America rivalry between the Canadian team and the American
team. Yeah, of course, yeah. It's always intense, but, you know, I don't think not having the best players there for the men is as exciting. Obviously, it will be exciting for the guys that go and the families and stuff like that, but I'll be watching, but not as closely as I watch the females and the women play. I'm just, that rivalry, that Canada-US rivalry is just insane. It's awesome. They're so tightly matched. Every game goes to overtime. You can tell they hate each other, but respect each other in the same sense, which is kind of cool to see. And it will just be, it will be a great tournament for those two teams.
Yes. And yeah, it'll be a good one. So it's going on time. So it's, I'm kind of glad about that. So.
Yeah, of course. It's been a while, so we'll see what happens, and hopefully none of them get COVID, so everyone's at a full roster.
Yeah, so I think it's like their rules are a little bit different over there than here, so.
Yeah, much different, much, much different.
And is it? Yeah, they're playing on Olympic size rinks over there, so it'd be kind of different for us to play on.
Yes, of course. Yeah, it'll be much different. The bigger sheet of ice. It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, there's way more time and space. The game is different. So it's just you have way more time and space to make plays. You have more time with the puck. Angles change for the goalies. It's definitely a change for all players involved.
Yeah, you played on both size rinks, so you know how that works.
Yeah, I do. And when you come back to North America, you remember how small it is. It's just so tiny. But when you're over there, it's so big. There's so much ice to travel. You seem like you have to work hard and do everything to make everything work. So it's a bit of a grind and stuff, but it's just two different styles of games, two different things. I think over there with the big ice, it's more like soccer, more possession, more control. And it just makes a big difference.
Yeah, and do you like the style of Team Canada jerseys this year?
I think they're okay. I don't love them. I think they're kind of cool style. I thought the Americans jerseys are awesome. I love the American jerseys. I think they look so cool. But
I think they try to change it up every few years to make them look different, and
yeah, they do their best, you know. They change it up every now and then, but I think the USA's is just so cool. Canada's, yeah, it's okay. I love the vintage look. I always like the vintage look, so.
Yeah, I like that one they came out with last year or the year before. They had that Canada on it with the maple leaf on it. Like,
yeah, I think that's so cool.
Yeah,
and, I think that's so cool.
Yeah, though I like the ones from 2010. They're pretty nice too. And
yeah, the 2010 ones are really cool.
And the ones from the juniors back and when they played in Saskatchewan there, and they had the green ones.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, I remember those. Those are kind of different.
Yeah. So I was like, I get it. It's like, they're trying to make sales and stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Trying to make money. Always trying to make money.
Yeah. And so who's your number one team to win the Stanley Cup?
Well, I think my choice of who I want to win and who I think is going to win are different. I kind of want Carolina or Florida to win. I think they're so strong, but I think in my heart, I think Tampa wins their third cup in a row, which would just be incredible. But their team is just incredible. They have such a strong roster. And it's pretty impressive what they've done.
Yeah, and I think Tampa Bay is the first to be Rick and Rest, so.
Who do you think's going to win?
As I'm saying, my thing is like, right, I kind of, there's teams I want to hope to win, and there's teams that probably going to win, and there's like, Carolina is looking good. Hopefully they go far, and then it's Florida be tough, like, maybe, hopefully they do well, and then there's teams that are struggling to make the playoffs, so.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I agree with you, and it'll just be interesting. So, in your heart, who do you think's going to win the cup?
In my heart, it's probably Tampa Bay. I agree with you, it's Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Someone has to beat them before that changes. You know, like, so it'll be interesting to see if anyone can beat them. 7 games against that type of team that knows how to win. I think injuries are going to play a huge factor, so we'll see. We'll see what happens with that, you know.
Yes, and hopefully everything's in Vegas goes well in this weekend with the skills competition. And
I'm just so excited to see Zegras. Like, what is that kid going to do? Like, that kid is so impressive and fun to watch. Like, he's making me a fan of the NHL again. Like, it's just so fun. It's so cool to watch that guy play.
Yeah, and thanks for coming on, and drive safely.
Thanks, Don. Take it easy, buddy.
Hey, Donald. It's Jared Brown with 204 Volleyball. Congratulations on 50 episodes of Podcast Front Row. Look forward to the next 50. Keep up the great work.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.